What's better than all pumpkin everything? Everything you need on GoPhone from AT&T. It gives you unlimited talk, text, and data usage with the first 1.5 gigabytes at high speed. Plus, it's only $40 a month after a $5 auto refill discount. AT&T, mobilizing your world.
First payment is $45. $5 discount applied to monthly rate plan charge upon enrollment and auto refill. After first 1.5 gigabytes, get data speeds up to 128 kilobytes per second. Additional charges and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Other restrictions apply. See site for program and Visa prepaid card details. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah Chartered Industrial Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Hey guys, it's Andy Dean here. As a radio host turned entrepreneur, I've seen firsthand how cash really is king. So instead of getting high interest rate credit cards, I turned to Prosper.com. Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest. Invest in you. You can use Prosper to borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days. With Prosper.com, you can borrow money for just about anything you want. You can pay off high rate credit cards, fix up the house, even plan a vacation. Anything you want, it's your money. Prosper.com is a better way to get the cash you need at a low interest rate. To check your low rate instantly, without affecting your good credit, go to Prosper.com/win. And now for a limited time, listeners to this station get a $50 Visa gift card with their low interest rate loan. So for up to $35,000 in your account in as few as 5 days and a $50 Visa gift card, go to Prosper.com/win. That's Prosper.com/win.
This is the Bears fan source for breaking Bears news, the best Bears experts, and the most comprehensive Bears coverage in town. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
And from the Score Update studio, I'm Jordan Bernfield. Ben Zobrist was coveted by the Mets and the Giants, but he picked the Chicago Cubs.
In the end, you know, our heart wanted to be in Chicago as a family and wanted to play for this team, wanted to play for Joe Maddon again, and I want to win a championship as a Chicago Cub. That's my one goal the next 4 years is we've got to win a championship and bring a World Series trophy back to Chicago.
Cubs' newest player met the media at the winter meetings in Nashville the day after signing that four-year, $56 million deal with the North Side. Cubs remain involved in talks to find another outfielder. Mark Topkin of the Tampa Bay Times says their pursuit of the Rays pitching may not be dead yet either. Also, the White Sox were reportedly close to a deal to acquire Athletics third baseman Brett Lowry today. Then the talks cooled off. Now there are a number of teams involved. Reds actively shopping All-Star third baseman Todd Frazier. Sox are one of the teams involved. Rick Hahn just meeting the media. No deals have been made today. One trade finalized this afternoon. Neil Walker to the Mets. John Neese goes to the Pirates. Meantime, Bulls have lost two in a row. They will now face a Celtics team tonight in Boston, which they have beaten in 13 of their last 17 meetings, including three straight. Taj Gibson confirmed he will start tonight in place of Nico Mirotic. Blackhawks off tonight, but are back on the ice tomorrow in Nashville. They'll play the Predators for the second straight game. Trevor Daley made the trip with the Hawks. Also, Patrick Kane will seek to add another game to his point streak, which right now stands at 23. And Pernell McPhee did not practice for the Bears today. Eddie Royal did on a limited basis. Bears back to work tomorrow. They will have another workout, then host the Redskins on Sunday. Streaming on The Score is brought to you by thehomeloanexpert.com. I'm Jordan Bernfield. You're listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting next season, every game will be heard on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
This hour brought to you by Arlington Heights Ford. Visit ahford.com.
It's a thrill here. We got Antoine Fats Domino, Spike Lee's here. We got Brad Pitt. We had a chance to say hello to him.
Hub Arkish
on the sideline. Doesn't get any better than this.
670 The Score's NFL insider.
We sat there and predicted exactly this, that this was who this team was.
Editor of ChicagoFootball.com.
An experienced NFL reporter with decades of experience.
Columnist for Shaw Media and the Chicago Sun-Times.
This is a different Jay Cutler than what I think we've seen the first 6 years here.
Taking your calls on the Bears and the NFL.
Bad Hub, Jonathan, you're on The Score.
Hey, Hub, how's it going? What do you think about Kyle Orton possibly being offensive coordinator? Because he was such a great game manager.
Kyle Orton's an amazing offensive coordinator.
Hub Arkish. Edge with Boers and Bernstein on 670 The Score.
And that was brought to you by Ed Napleton, Elmhurst Acura Kia, Ed Napleton, second to none since 1931.
Hubs on the Grossinger Lincolnwood Hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at grossingerdeals.com. You follow him on Twitter, at Hub Arkish, at Shy Football, also his, as is ChicagoFootball.com. Hub, hello.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. Folks await, starting with your man in Oak Park. It is Frank to start us off on the score.
Hub, it seems due to some combination of attitude issues and injuries, Martellus Bennett is on the way out with the Bears. Given that the number one replacement, Zach Miller, is already 31 and has an extensive injury history, and his backup, the acclaimed coach mimic Terry Lee, was not even in the top 25 tight ends listed in your draft guide. If Bennett is gone for 2016, does tight end move into the top five need positions for the team this offseason?
Boy, Frank, you're prescient tonight. I just filed my column for tomorrow.
Uh-oh.
it's not an urgent need. But I think what we've learned, and I was thinking about my conversation with Dan and Terry last night, is that clearly the Bears' greatest needs continue to be an inside linebacker, a five technique, pass rush, and in the secondary. But at this point, you have to add offensive line, wide receiver, and tight end. And we'll sort out when we get to the end of the season where they all rank. I actually spent about 20 minutes with Zach Miller today, and I love this kid, and I think he's a good football player. But by himself, he can't answer the Bears' tight end situation. I'm not saying that Martellus Bennett is gone yet, but Frank is correct. The indicators seem to be pointing that way. And Rob Hosler, who joined the team today, there's Gannon Sinclair still on the practice squad, Kari Lee, these guys are not the answer. So I think that even if Zach Miller finishes the season strong, assuming that Marty Bennett is gone, tight end is a definite need. And even if Eddie Royal and Kevin White come back healthy, wide receiver is still a definite need, too.
Here's Canuck Boy in Prescott, Arizona. He's on the score with Hub.
Hub, as the Bears season is pretty much going to go to the post, and I've been taking a look at free agency, and seeing Fox and his connection with Denver, I've noticed that for next year, if the cap is somewhere around $150 million, Denver's going to be about $10 million below. They're sitting in mind. They've got to do something with Peyton Manning. They're going to have to do something with Brock Osweiler, potentially either tag him, sign him to a long-term deal. They also have Von Miller and both of their old linebackers, Trevathan and the not-crazy Brandon Marshall, all are free agents. Out of that group, first of all, who do you see as possibly being available to a team like the Bears? And of that group, I suppose Von Miller is the obvious choice, but who do you like? Thank you.
Well, Von Miller is going to be the best pass rusher available in free agency if he's available. I thought 6-8 weeks ago that he would be, for exactly the reasons that you just detailed. The Broncos are going to have some cap issues. They're actually now projecting that the cap could go to $153 million. That could be a $10 million increase. They are not going to – I don't think Peyton Manning is going to be a Bronco next year, one way or the other. And so that's going to be about $16 million in cap relief right there. Danny Trevathan is important. Brandon Marshall is important. They're not as important as Von Miller. I don't think they're going to let Miller get away. That's what I'm hearing right now. So I think it's most likely that Miller, actually, he may be less expensive for them to tag than to do a $100 million deal. But one way or the other, it looks like Miller is going to be a Bronco next year. The guy who could be a play who intrigues me the most is Muhammad Wilkerson. He is, I think, the second best five technique in the league. They've got two of the other top five or six in Sheldon Richardson, Leonard Williams. Now, the issue there is that Sheldon Richardson will be a free agent after 2016. He comes with a lot of baggage. They may try and franchise Wilkerson this year and then let Richardson go at the end of next year and do a long-term deal that way. But that's trying to predict too far out in the future. There's a chance that Wilkerson hits the market. I think he'd probably be the best available defensive player for the Bears if he does.
Tom's on the north side. He's next on Sports Radio 670.
Hey, Hub, assuming a player is fully vested, is it true that they have four different pensions? If so, can you briefly describe them? And can they dip in on them right after retirement, or do they have to wait till they're 59 and a half like the rest of us? Thank you.
Yeah, Tom, they don't have four different pensions. They have one pension, but they also get separation pay,
They get severance pay, and then there is a new basically health benefit deal in the 2011 CBA. So I can see where somebody would look at it as if they were getting money from four different pools. But there's really only one pension. Then there's the additional means of generating income once they become a four-year vested veteran.
South Bend, this is Gary. He's on the score.
Yes, hi. Thanks for picking my call. On the field goal that was missed Sunday by Robbie, the laces weren't spun.
Oh, this guy again. How many shows have you called with this dumbass stuff?
No, it was a ball was at a 30-degree angle, and I think I just wondered, was that a
ball? the guy hasn't stopped. Maddox, boy, you're on the score.
Hey, guys. Hi, Hub. My question is about competitive balance. And, you know, we've been watching a lot of really bad football this year and over the past couple of years. And it occurs to me that the NFL has the opportunity to realign itself, get rid of this geographical alignment, and move toward a more European soccer alignment. You know, with 18-game schedules and 10 teams in, like, a premier division where you'd actually see good teams playing good teams week in and week out, and maybe move the worst teams to the Wednesday, Thursday night kind of a thing where they would play every week but on Thursday night instead of on Saturday and Sunday or Monday night. What do you think the chances are that the NFL would look at something like that and move to something like that in the next couple of years?
I think the chances are zero because... You know, the old axiom is when it's not broken, don't fix it. And while, you know, I think a lot of us are frustrated with some of the mediocrity, all these teams in the middle, it's not broken. You know, revenue's going up. TV ratings continue to go up. We still find, I mean, I bitched for 2 weeks about having to go to Cleveland to do the broadcast of the Ravens-Browns game. It turned out to be a really entertaining football game. I mean, you know, again, not everybody's as sick as I am, but I sat through Dallas-Washington last night. And it's my job. And there was a payoff at the end, though, is the point.
I agree. That's what people said.
It's frustrating right now. There are some things, you know, that you'd like to, you might help you enjoy it more, but you're talking about something really radical that makes no sense because it's really not in that much trouble.
In Wooddale, we find Greg and welcome him to the score.
Hi, Hub. Two questions for you. How will the Bears fans ever know if there's a replacement out there for Cutler if they never play anyone else at quarterback besides Cutler? And if you were John Fox, would you play Fields or Blanchard in any of the final four games just to see what you have for next season?
You know, it's a fair question. When you say how will they ever know if they never, we're talking about Ryan Pace and John Fox, who've had exactly, 12 games to experiment with. So I don't want to go to the never thing. I don't want to hang them with it. Jay Cutler has been good enough to not only win games with, but to win big games and possibly even playoff games if you can get there. That's what this general manager and this coach have seen, okay? They can keep David Fales for three more years, without worrying about losing him. Matt Blanchard is a camp arm. He is not a guy that they see as the future of the team. Nice kid, went to Libertyville, you know, all that's all good stuff. Or Lake Zurich, I guess. But they know he's not the future. So, you know, if you lose a couple more and you're playing for nothing the last game of the season and Jay's banged up, would it make sense to give Fales a start? Maybe, but it wouldn't be with the idea that he's going to replace Jay Cutler. I mean, right now, you know, they've seen that they can win with Jay Cutler. They can't win with the defense that they have. They can't win with some of the missing pieces on offense. And it's not the focus that it was 6 months ago.
Rob's in his car, and now he's on the score. Hello, Rob.
Hey, Danny.
Sad Hub.
And Hub and Terry. Hey, I know you kind of addressed this, Hub, but is Martellus pretty much done as a Bear?
You know, Rob, I don't have the answer for you. It feels that way. I think everybody is coming to the same conclusion. John Fox asked the question today. I was standing 3 feet away from him. He answered it in a very business-like way, coach speak that you would expect, certainly indicated that it's strictly an injury situation, gave no indication that there's any long-term ramifications to it. But, you know, at some point 2 and 2 does equal 4. And you know, rarely do you IR a player with 4 games remaining with a rib problem. It's just, it's not the usual MO. I think I just mentioned this. I spent some time with Zach Miller today. He also has a rib problem. Now, I'm not saying they're the same. You know, Marty may have 2 broken ones. You know, Zach may have some rib. I don't know what they are. But you know, he's going to play through this rib injury. So I'm not accusing anybody of being, you know, less than forthcoming. It just feels in this situation, with all the evidence, all the circumstantial evidence that we have, that there's a chance that, that Martellus Bennett may not be back as a Bear.
Here's Todd in Grays Lake on the Score.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. 2 questions. One about the Browns versus 49ers. I'm your idiot Browns fan.
I know. We know.
Todd, you don't have to identify yourself anymore. We know who we got.
Oh, Lord.
Okay. Hey, it will be so Browns to go out and beat the 49ers and screw up the number one pick, but you've seen them up close. I'm convinced they're going to win. I need you to tell me that they're so bad that even they can't screw this up. And then, as far as the draft goes, the 2 quarterbacks, I mean, is it too early? Have you done enough research? What are you hearing? They're not really top 5 picks. Are GMs learning at all? Are they going to overextend it? It really seems like that those are the types of guys that, I mean, that even dumb people that run the Browns aren't going to try and draft one of those 2 guys with a top 5 pick, or will they? Or is it too hard to tell till after you go through the combine? Those are my questions. Happy holidays, guys. Thanks.
Yeah, Todd, I mean, not only the combine, but still, you know, playoffs, bowl games, then the Senior Bowl, then the combine, then workouts. There's a lot of stuff that's going to happen. I can tell you that if the draft were tomorrow, I feel fairly comfortable in saying there wouldn't be a quarterback in the top 15 picks. I think the problem with the draft this year is we can't tell you a lot until the junior list comes out, because the seniors are a bad group. This is a down year for actual, you know, seniors. But no, there isn't a top 10 or a top 15 quarterback. As far as the Browns and the 49ers, you know, I saw the Browns up close 10 days ago and the 49ers up close Sunday, and 49ers are clearly a better team. I don't know how the Browns are going to beat them. You know, the Browns, there's some things that they can do. You saw Austin Davis find Travis Benjamin. Now you're going to have Johnny Manziel back out there. We don't know how that's going to go. The Browns have basically no running game. That's a huge part of the problem on offense.
Yep.
And defensively, you know, they got a few guys, but they're shaky in the secondary. Of course, the 49ers are going to have trouble exploiting that, so it's an interesting ball game. But if you're asking me for my pick, no, I think the 49ers are going to win.
More with Hubs straight ahead. We got 1, 2, 3 lines. 312-644-6767. You can be next. Questions, comments, football talk right here on the Score.
Bears fans, if you want the highest level of coverage, breaking news, and analysis of Bears Washington, then you better keep it here on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
I'm Doug Gottlieb with this CBS Sports Minute. Last year it was the Padres, this year it's the D-backs. Last year in San Diego, they went for it in the NL West, going out and getting Craig Kimbrell, going out and getting Justin Upton. But by mid-season, they'd fired their manager, and by the end of the season, they'd gotten rid of Kimbrell. But the Diamondbacks feel a little bit different. They were top 10 last year in runs produced, top 10 in OPS, and they're one of the better defensive teams as well. Oh yeah, and they have one of the elite players that nobody seems to have heard of in Major League Baseball, Paul Goldschmidt. But the fact is, nobody gives a schmidt about what you do when you simply hit the ball in a hitter's park and you don't have guys that can get people out. So maybe they overpaid for Zach Greinke, who at 32 years old only throws 91 miles an hour, and maybe they overpaid in prospects for Shelby Miller, but you add in the hitting, the defense, to the starting pitching, and all of a sudden, people might give a schmidt again in the desert. I'm Doug Gottlieb.
What's better than all pumpkin everything? Everything you need on GoPhone from AT&T. It gives you unlimited talk, text, and data usage with the first 1.5 gigabytes at high speed. Plus, it's only $40 a month after a $5 auto refill discount. AT&T, mobilizing your world.
First payment is $45. $5 discount applied to monthly rate plan charge upon enrollment and auto refill. After first 1.5 gigabytes, get data speeds up to 128 kilobytes per second. Additional charges and restrictions apply. See store for details.
For the ones who get it done.
We love Fridays at our house because that's when the refrigerated Blue Apron box arrives on the front porch with three meals. You know, the kids can't wait. They tear it open. They look at what all the fresh food that's arrived. And then we start planning the meals we're going to make for the week. And sometimes the plans change, but they're so easy to make that you don't need a lot of time to make your Blue Apron meals. For less than $10 a meal, Blue Apron delivers all the fresh, natural ingredients you need, and it's just the right proportions. There's no waste. It's simple, seasonal, home-cooked meals. If you have trouble getting to the grocery store, you're always looking at your watch saying, do I have time to do this, time to do that? No, shipping's free, and it comes right to you. And you can get your first two meals free by going to blueapron.com/Dan. Every item is a fresh, whole food. It's natural produce sourced from Blue Apron's family-run farms. They send you information telling you exactly what farm produced this stuff. The meats, the fish, all sustainably farmed. You can't do better than the quality of the ingredients and the meals. Like the other night, I was at home. My wife was out with the kids, and she called, and she said, we're coming home. I don't want to stop and pick up some fast food, so can you throw together one of the Blue Aprons? And I said, sure. And I looked, and there was the crispy catfish shoyu ramen. And the shoyu just means soy sauce flavored ramen broth. And it's the fresh noodles and this rich, hearty broth of the earthy yu choy. It's kind of like bok choy. It's a leafy green. And then there's a soy glaze, fresh ginger, ponzu sauce, and a chili paste called sambal oelek. And then there's rice flour battered catfish that you set right on top. You sort of set it aside, keep it warm. And from the moment she called to the moment she walked in the door, I kid you not, the entire thing took me 35 minutes. That was start of prep until plating and presentation right in front of them. And it was like they walked into a restaurant and there it was. And it was literally that easy. 35 minutes from the moment I started opening things up to the moment these steaming bowls of this fabulous soup were in front of them. And you can do it too. You don't need to be any sort of a star chef. You got a couple sharp knives and you can follow instructions. You can look at the pictures. You can make this stuff too. There's variety. It's flexible. It's easy. It ships for free. It couldn't be more convenient. The food's great. So what you'll do is you'll go to blueapron.com/Dan. You get your first two meals free only by doing that. blueapron.com/Dan. Shipping is always free. It's Blue Apron. It's a better way to cook.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of someone who is terrible at giving directions. So you get on the 506, or it's the 605, and on the left past the new food truck, but not the new one. There's a six-way stop that's kind of like comparing Progressive's direct rate with our competitors' rates on Progressive.com, but not. Then take a right at the tree that looks like that guy from that show. You know, that guy that does a thing, and everyone's like, ha-ha!
Directing you to rates in one place at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Heat up your holiday. Here it is. The super warm, world-famous Hoodie Footy by Pajamagram. Because, come on, let's face it, it's hard to be hot when she's freezing cold. The Hoodie Footy is the ultimate solution. It combines the warmth of the hoodie with the coziness of footy pajamas. Head-to-toe warmth means she'll be hot in no time. You can find all the Hoodie Footy styles at Pajamagram.com. They got a lot of them. Check them out. Each Hoodie Footy has a drawstring hood. Perhaps most important, though, here's the thing, the full zip front. Imagine getting to open that, especially if you opt for the sweet and sexy gift set. That includes a Hoodie Footy and sexy midnight fantasy. Buy both today at Pajamagram.com and you save $60. So do it. You don't even have to wrap because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging. Christmas delivery guaranteed. Visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs. Make it a Hoodie Footy holiday and tell them the score sent you and Boris and Bernstein love you.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-237-2199. 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
Attention homeowners, I've told you before, and if you missed out, I'm telling you again, rates are dropping to another historic low. Hi, I'm Wesley Hoagland with Westland Financial. Why pay more if you don't have to? Whether you're buying a home or refinancing, we can do this with no closing costs. That's right, no points, no fees. Even if you refinanced in the last year, we can still probably save you money. So don't delay.
Call Westland Financial today at 1-800-809-7818. That's 1-800-809-7818.
All it takes is a five-minute phone call to find out how you can save hundreds or thousands of dollars a year. And by the way, Westland Financial is proud to offer reverse mortgages for our clients over 62. The only way you can lose money is not to call Westland Financial.
Call Westland Financial today at 1-800-809-7818. That's 1-800-809-7818. 1-800-809-7818. 1-800-809-7818. NMLS number 3304. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
Sports Radio.
This is the Big League
on CBS Sports Radio and CBSSportsRadio.com.
Other restrictions apply. See site for program and Visa prepaid card details. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah chartered industrial bank. Member FDIC, equal opportunity lender.
Hey guys, it's Andy Dean here. As a radio host turned entrepreneur, I've seen firsthand how cash really is king. So instead of getting high interest rate credit cards, I turned to Prosper.com. Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest. Invest in you. You can use Prosper to borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days. With Prosper.com, you can borrow money for just about anything you want. You can pay off high-rate credit cards, fix up the house, even plan a vacation. Anything you want, it's your money. Prosper.com is a better way to get the cash you need at a low interest rate. To check your low rate instantly, without affecting your good credit, go to Prosper.com/win. And now for a limited time, listeners to this station get a $50 Visa gift card with their low interest rate loan. So for up to $35,000 in your account in as few as 5 days and a $50 Visa gift card, go to Prosper.com/win. That's Prosper.com/win.
Score.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Hub Arcus, that's getting better than this.
At 5:24, we're running out of time for our guy Hub, so
we got plenty
get to
of
it.
Time. Plenty. We'll go next to Hayward, Iowa, and Darren on the score.
Hey, hi Hub. Okay, you were talking about a five technique earlier in the show. What about Muhammad Wilkerson from the New York Jets? I don't think the Jets will franchise him. And one other thing, I know you don't analyze college football yet, but there's one particular guy I like in this first-round draft pick, maybe, is a Leonard Floyd out of Georgia. He's an outside linebacker at 6'4", 231. I've seen him play a few times, and this guy, I tell you what, can fly around the ball.
Well, Darren, thank you. Wilkerson is the five technique I was talking about. So,
yes, he was. Yes. He was talking about that very specific five technique.
Not just any.
Yeah, I think it would be a great move if he is available. And you are correct. I mean, I've seen the kid play. I know you're talking about the Georgia linebacker. The kid at Alabama is fascinating, too. But that's at Alabama and Georgia. The scouting process is just getting underway. And, we'll have more for you on that as we get closer to the combine in January and February.
Milwaukee, here's Matthew on the score.
Hey, guys. It doesn't feel like Aaron Rodgers is getting assigned enough of the blame, quite frankly, for the Packers' struggles this year. It doesn't feel like it's simple as Jordy Nelson's missing. What's your sense on his quality of play this year?
Well, you know, it's interesting because
it's a good question.
It is a good question, and I commented particularly after the Bears game that he clearly wasn't himself. Then you look at his numbers, and his stats are not off that far. His career passer rating is like 104, 103.5, which is 9 points better than anybody else in history. And last I looked, he was at 101.5. So the last time he was this low was in 2010 when they beat the Bears in the NFC title game and won the Super Bowl. Statistically, he's not off that far. When you watch him try and make the key throws that they need to make to convert for third downs and win football games, he's missing some.
Yeah.
So what I can't really comment on is who's assigning blame and where to go from there. His play has definitely been part of the problem, but he definitely does not have the weapons around him that he has had in recent seasons to put up the huge numbers he has.
Christian in St. Charles, you're on Sports Radio 670.
Hey, Hub. So my question is about rookies of the year, both defensively and offensively. Even with missing the first couple games, I thought maybe Todd Gurley would have a chance. Except, after the Bears game, he's kind of faded. But is it going to be one of the quarterbacks, Winston or Mariota? And who's your defensive Rookie of the Year was four games ago.
Well, defensively, I think Leonard Williams has been everything we expected him to be. He hasn't piled up big statistics, but that's hard to do as a five technique, and he's actually been starting in front of Sheldon Richardson. So there's a lot of good rookies out there, but my guess is that Leonard Williams is going to get a fair amount of play. There's no other name that jumps off the sheet at me. Gurley, I don't think he can win, because other than those four games, he hasn't really done much. You know, he started late, he had the four-game run, and then he really cooled off. I think that's more the Rams' fault than his fault. I do suspect that it will be Jameis Winston or Marcus Mariota. Winston has his team at 6-6. Mariota has only won three games. Mariota missed a couple games with injury, but my guess is I hadn't thought about it much until this caller. I started thinking about the MVP after we talked about it last night. But as far as rookies of the year, and I'm going back rethinking that draft right now as we talk, there's just not a lot of guys who jump out at me. So my guess is it will be one of the two quarterbacks. And if I had to vote for one or the other right now, I'd probably have to vote for Winston ahead of Mariota.
Sean in Rockford is on with Hub.
Hey, Hub, thanks for taking my call. Just trying to figure out this puke fest known as Thursday Night Football. Has there ever been any talk about possibly extending the regular season by a week, maybe eliminating a playoff game, and then having the team that plays on Thursday have off the previous Sunday, maybe a rotational basis so that the fans can see every team 1 week? Might be able to hit the player safety issue and also increase the ad revenue for the owners for another week of regular season football. Just want to get your take on it, if you have ever heard anything about that.
Yeah, they're always talking about potential schedule adjustments, and if it was up to the owners, they'd have the 18-game regular season schedule right now, and they would stretch it over 20 weeks, and they'd add a second bye. I mean, that's something that's been floating for a while. I would tell you, though, as far as Thursday night, and even Monday night, these games looked bad when the schedule came out in April. You know, they're not scheduling their best matchups on Monday and Thursday night. They save those for Sunday night primetime, football night in America. They then prioritize Monday night second and Thursday night third. But go back and look at the schedule of games that we've had and tell me which ones you would have been excited about at the start of the season. Even the Bear-Packer game was only done because they were going to make a big deal of the Brett Favre retirement ceremony that night. And they assumed the Bears were going to be a really bad team. Coming off of last year. So part of it is that those games just don't. And the other thing you got to remember is that those Thursday night games, only half of them are on the network, on CBS. I mean, the NFL Network gets them, but I don't know what kind of household penetration they've got right now, but I don't think it's, 60%, 70%, 80%. A lot of the country's homes don't even get some of the Thursday night games.
On the Northwest side, here is Craig on the Score.
Hi. Just want to know Hub's feelings about the Broncos and their chances to get number one seed in the AFC.
Well, they have it right now.
They have it,
yeah. They have it on a tiebreaker over the Bengals and of course, the head-to-head over the Patriots. Of course, in the three-way tie, it's different, but they're not all going to finish with the same record. The Broncos probably have the easiest schedule on the way out. Osweiler's playing well, although he really wasn't special. Nobody's talking about it, but he wasn't very good last week against San Diego.
No.
They kind of got away with one there. I think right now the Broncos would probably be the favorite for the number one seed. The Patriots got another real tough one this week. They're going into Houston. Now, I think Houston may be looking ahead because no matter what happens here, they can catch the Colts by beating them the week after. But this is certainly no lay down for the Patriots. So I think you got Pittsburgh going into Cincinnati. So I think right now the Broncos would be the favorite for that number one seed.
All right, hey, I have a question for Hub real quick before he goes.
Yeah, this is Matt from Libertyville.
Hi, Hub.
Matt, I have a question for you. How do I get Bernstein money?
you of all people, please.
Before my question, Hub, honestly, I heard you do high school football, and you're really good at it, too.
Thank
the
you.
High school playoffs. I really enjoyed it.
Get to your question.
Yeah, we love the show. Favorite segment of the station. My question is, do you ever think the NFL would consider a realignment similar to that of baseball, where the teams would have a 162-game schedule? Or no?
What are you, Maddox boy all of a sudden? He's white businessman.
Yeah, Matt, I'm going to guess it's not coming. It's a great thought. Great idea. But I'm going to guess it's
not
coming.
So you're saying, like, there's no chance?
Not this year.
This year.
At least not for a couple seasons.
So you're saying there's a chance, though?
Down the road, right. Yeah. When they start playing with cyborgs. I think it could happen.
Thanks, buddy.
Thanks,
question of the year.
Take care, guys.
Scoreboard update.
And from the Score Update studio, I'm Jordan Bernfield. Ben Zobrist says playing in Chicago in particular was something he couldn't pass up.
The main thing that we talked about kind of at the beginning of the process that was going to be important is proximity.
to here, where we live, proximity to my family. I grew up in Illinois. My wife's family, all those things, you know, we didn't know if we were going to ever get that choice.
Cubs' newest super utility man got a four-year deal with the club and was introduced to the assembled media in Nashville today. The Cubs say they're not done acquiring players. The Houston Chronicle reports Cubs showing interest in Astros outfielder Carlos Gomez, who has 1 year remaining on his contract. White Sox GM Rick Hahn met the assembled media as well within the last half hour or so. Says there's been a lot of discussion, but no deals made yet. Sox were linked to ace third baseman Brett Lowry today. Also, Reds all-star Todd Frazier. Bulls begin the first of back-to-back games when they take on the Celtics tonight in Boston. Taj Gibson says he is in the starting lineup. Nico Mirotic figures to move to the bench. Bears back to practice today, getting set for their Sunday game with 5-7 Washington. Eddie Royal returned to practice on a limited basis. Pernell McPhee out with that knee injury. Also, head coach John Fox confirmed that Martellus Bennett fractured his rib against the Broncos. Bennett placed on season-ending IR yesterday. And Notre Dame left tackle Ronnie Stanley will enter the upcoming NFL draft. Linebacker Jaylon Smith also reportedly hoping to go to the draft. He will apply for early entry. Join 670 The Score's Dan Bernstein and Terry Bors for the Bud Light Who Needs Two Tavern Tour Friday at Bath 17 in Evanston from 1 to 6. Come check out the broadcast, score some Bud Light swag, enter to win a pair of Bulls tickets in the Bud Light Legends Lounge. I'm Jordan Bernfield. You're listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting next season, every game will be heard on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
Yeah, do check us out at Bat 17 on Friday. We will be out and about at Evanston, Bud Light Who Needs Two Tavern Tour. You know, we don't have many left, so if you're out in that area in Evanston.
Have we ever been to Evanston for the tour?
I have not. Nope.
I don't think the tour has brought us
there
to
for a Evanston basketball before. Game, but not for us.
Well, that's nice. I can just zip right up Western and be there. Ideal. That's perfect. Here's a little newsy note.
And I can't zip there, by the way. I can't quite do that.
It's a sports note as well. It's been a long time since Muhammad Ali has been a material figure in the news.
Mm-hmm.
But what do you make of this? This was a statement that's been released by Muhammad Ali. And it says, regarding presidential candidates proposing to ban Muslim immigration to the U.S. And I guess he sent this to NBC Nightly News.
Mm-hmm.
This is Muhammad Ali, his words. I am a Muslim, and there is nothing Islamic about killing innocent people in Paris, San Bernardino, or anywhere else in the world. True Muslims know that the ruthless violence of so-called Islamic jihadists goes against the very tenets of our religion. We as Muslims have to stand up to those who use Islam to advance their own personal agenda. They have alienated many from learning about Islam. True Muslims know or should know that it goes against our religion to try and force Islam on anybody. Speaking as someone who has never been accused of political correctness, I believe that our political leaders should use their position to bring understanding about the religion of Islam and clarify that these misguided murderers have perverted people's views on what Islam really is.
Yeah. I think just dumb people. But yeah, I agreed, Muhammad. Muhammad's been in rough shape lately, too, if he's been reading. And there's a note here once in a while I see.
Yeah, but his mind is apparently okay.
Mind is apparently good, because that's spot on. I wish, you know, others were that smart.
Those who say that he can't articulate what's going, he can't get it out of his mouth. He can't really speak.
No, he can't.
He can still think. Cannot. Meanwhile, similarly, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar also weighed in with an op-ed piece today regarding his feelings. And he's been, I'll say this about Kareem, for a guy who took some time into middle age to start to open up a little bit.
He took a long time
to the world. Yeah. He really has.
Yeah, he took a long time.
He has not shied away from having strong feelings about important things. So good for him, too. But
I tried like hell when he played, man. We had so many, you know, tried like hell, but couldn't do it.
Yeah, he was a very, very difficult nut to crack.
Yes,
when it
came
to some
of that. I thought I'd cracked a lot of nuts.
Yar!
That one I could not get to as much as I wanted to, as much as I tried, as hard as I tried, and go and sit down by him in a locker room, and he looked like I was from the moon, and he'd say, what's up? I'm saying nothing, Kareem. Just wanted to grab a couple seconds. Said, yeah, okay. And, you know, early in his career, he'd say, go away.
I just love the story about the cold microphone.
Oh, yeah. The cold microphone.
Bob Greenberg, right?
Yep.
Yeah, that's one of the great post-game like locker room stories. And I always wondered if it was true, because everybody claims they were there when it happened.
I can't claim that.
And people said, well, yeah, I saw it. I was there. And I don't know if it's completely apocryphal. It's taken on a life of its own. But there's... Yeah,
even if it is, I will continue to enjoy it. Not for any real good reason, yeah, just because I'm a child.
Yeah, apparently what happened years ago at the old Chicago Stadium was when the reporters had to wait outside sometimes to get in to the visitors' locker room.
Correct.
And in the dead of winter, with all the reporters waiting outside, there was a reporter who was blind and a regular beat guy on the beat, and he was standing
there. We all hated him, I should say.
That's true. And everybody hated him.
Everybody hated him.
And he had his microphone and the tape deck and the whole thing. You're standing outside and metal, because it conducts heat. It tends to get very, very cold when it's outside in near zero temperatures.
Cold outside, baby.
And I guess upon walking into the locker room, this reporter who always needed help sort of to be positioned. And at one point, it's the same guy that Ditka said, would somebody turn him around so he's facing me?
Yes.
When he's asking
and Whitey Herzog, too.
Whitey Herzog did. But he swung around with his microphone, and a still completely unclothed Kareem Abdul-Jabbar had an unfortunate
entrance
meeting with the cold microphone in an unfortunate place.
Yeah, Whitey Herzog said, I know you're blind. Are you effing deaf, too?
So you don't claim to have been there that night?
No, I do not. I did not see anything enter his patootie. I did not see that. But I would have loved to.
I saw the whole thing.
No, I don't know. That story's been around forever, and I don't ever want, you know.
We've got Bears All Access tonight from 6 to 7. And then Illinois Buckets after that. At 7 o'clock, it's Illinois against Yale.
Yale!
Here come the Elis under a drive.
I'll bet.
Yale!
Yale?
Best ever Yale player, can you name him?
Oh, that dude, yeah.
Anybody? Maddie?
NBA guy.
Wait, what kind of sport?
Basketball.
Oh. Oh.
It's a great question for Hub, by the way.
I think it's Chris Dudley.
Yes, right? Chris Dudley. That's what I'm thinking of. Yeah, I think
you
that's
think
it.
That's the answer? You can't ask a question and think you have the answer.
I don't think there's anybody better.
I don't think there's anybody better than Chris
produced
Dudley.
Produced by
that's
Yale
it.
Basketball, I don't think.
What that's about Chris Jiggs? Dudley.
He went to Harvard.
Oh, he did?
And he played football, but you're close.
All right.
That is Maddie.
And Gary Fensick didn't play basketball. Otherwise,
no, he did not.
We're contractually
name him.
Obligated to say Gary Fensick.
Mm-hmm.
After Illinois against Yale?
Yeah, what end? What end?
Chris Ranji until midnight.
Oh, that's why. Oh, okay. Okay.
And then
Tanny's staying for it.
Yeah, he is. And then Ranji is going to hand it off to Les.
We'll put Chris on for a minute.
Well, he will. It'll just be after Illinois basketball until midnight.
You should check that out.
Oh, yeah.
Boers
and
okay,
Bernstein.
Cool.
Uh-huh. You got the score.
Streaming on 670thescore.com is brought to you by thehomeloanexpert.com.
What's better than all punk and everything? Everything you need on GoPhone from AT&T. It gives you unlimited talk, text, and data usage with the first 1.5 gigabytes at high speed. Plus, it's only $40 a month after a $5 auto refill discount. AT&T, mobilizing your world.
First payment is $45. $5 discount applied to monthly rate plan charge upon enrollment and auto refill. After first 1.5 gigabytes, get data speeds up to 128 kilobytes per second. Additional charges and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Steam towel for your face. That's free. That's included in there. You can also do what I do and skip the wait. Check in at supercuts.com, or if you're a smart guy with a smartphone.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on. What? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will, in fact, have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-201-6435. Again, that's 800-201-6435. 800-201-6435.
With an incredible selection of quality jewelry, all at affordable prices. This holiday, celebrate your love with a gift from Helzberg Diamonds that she'll treasure forever. Surprise her with our dazzling five-star...
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Diamond ring.
Alvin responded to a television ad. Alvin was wrong, because Alvin talked to an uneducated sales rep instead of calling David. He screwed this up. He realized afterward that he thought he was getting hustled. So then he called David. That's what he should have done in the first place, because David is your local reverse mortgage expert. He's not just somebody on TV trying to sell you something. So David answered Alvin's questions, and he paid for all his closing costs. So let's review. You can respond to these expensive TV ads by a company that is planning to drill you with excessive closing costs to pay for those ads, or you can call your local reverse mortgage expert who is looking out for your financial best interest. So if you or your family would like to discuss the benefits of reverse mortgages, call David now. 312-751-1333 or visit perldavid.com. David's helped thousands of Score listeners, but he can't help if you don't call. 312-751-1333 or visit perldavid.com. To learn more about David's top-rated Saturday morning real estate show, Home Sweet Home Chicago, visit PearlDavid.com. Pearl Mortgage is an equal housing lender. Illinois Residential Mortgage Licensee 4358, NMLS number 19186.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call Direct Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call now, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
Hi, I'm Scott Yassim of OMG Tax. Did you know the IRS may allow you not to pay your tax debt? You heard me right. You may be a candidate for the non-collectible status. Call OMG Tax today to see if your debt can be deemed non-collectible. Call us today so that we can knock all your tax problems out of the park.
Call 1-800-990-4577. That's 1-800-990-4577. 1-800-990-4577. 1-800-990-4577.
New 2016 Toyota Camry LE is only $18,900. Forget about last year's model. The new 2016s are in stock now, and Grossinger's priced them as low as new 2015s. But you've got to hurry, because new Toyotas at last year's prices just can't last. Drive the new 2016 Toyota Corolla L for just $99 a month at Grossinger Toyota North in Lincolnwood, just north of Chicago, and at GrossingerToyotaNorth.com. That's GrossingerToyotaNorth.com.
36 monthly. 1850 boots, 12 miles per year, zero security deposit, plus tax, title, license, and 16843 dock fee. Stock number T60140, T60173.
What's better than all pumpkin everything? Everything you need on GoPhone from AT&T. It gives you unlimited talk, text, and data usage with the first 1.5 gigabytes at high speed. Plus, it's only $40 a month after a $5 auto refill discount. AT&T, mobilizing your world.
First payment is $45. $5 discount applied to monthly rate plan charge upon enrollment and auto refill. After first 1.5 gigabytes, get data speeds up to 128 kilobytes per second. Additional charges and restrictions apply. See store for details.
I hide in Heim. Got Boys of Racing, Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 score. Bears All Access is coming your way at the top of the hour.
And the Bulls against the Celtics.
Also coming your way, not here, but it's at the top of the hour, Bulls and Celtics.
Yeah, it's one of these games that you think that the Bulls are simply a more talented team, and if they decided they actually wanted to play together, they wouldn't have much of a problem beating a team of lesser guys.
Correct.
But sometimes these teams of lesser guys are smarter and harder working than they are.
Mm-hmm.
And that gets very annoying to you when you're a Bulls fan. But if you missed it.
Let me tell you something, and thank God for this. And, you know, I love the Bulls because, I said this before, I will always have a soft spot in my heart for all of them, okay? But it is a tough time to be a Bulls fan.
Yeah, it is.
It is a tough time. It's not just Fred. It's not Fred's fault. We'll say Fred. We're still looking for Fred. What Fred? It's a difficult time because I think that just judging by what's happened here, and you tried to insert life in this with Fred and bring some life back to his team and get him running and get him doing the things you want him to do and
but it's
different
over.
Offense and
it's over.
It's over.
This thing is over.
It's over. Your championship window just shut on your neck.
I think wouldn't even if they won the East, they're not winning a title.
Not winning, no.
And it doesn't. And the next year,
as a matter of fact, if you win the East to play Golden State, you're not winning a game.
Exactly, not winning a quarter.
Winning the title.
Yeah, it's just
you're not winning a dang game.
It's just
hail.
It's not happening.
No, not happening. It's sad, but it's true. Not happening.
The other thing we didn't really get to today that was the news item that MLB is now not mandating the teams put up more netting to protect fans, but they're kind of suggesting it strongly.
Yes, they are.
And saying that we will help you do it if you need help figuring it out. And they're also saying that if there are going to be seats in any way obstructed now by the netting, that fans will be told beforehand that there's going to be no surprises as to seats for which they've paid. And saying, wait a second,
each side,
I didn't pay to sit behind a net. So it's going to be between the dugouts now completely. It's not just going to be. So I thought that was kind of doing it halfway. Any more is better in my book. But I thought that there was going to be a lot more than that. Going up a lot higher. It's good. We'll see. I mean, maybe teams will opt to do more than others.
Mm-hmm.
But get used to it. Everybody got used to it in hockey and it's no big deal. Nobody says anything or thinks about it. And the nets are just.
I thought
there.
It was 70 yards on each side. Isn't that past the dugout?
Feet, not yards.
I thought it was okay. I thought it was 70 yards. I heard that. All right, 70 feet is nothing. That doesn't help you much.
70
does
yards.
It?
70 yards is all the way down the line, right?
Yeah. I mean, that's where some of them go, doesn't it? I thought someone went that far down the line a little bit. That's not that far, but they saw down the line a little bit. Yeah. Okay. Whatever.
Yeah, 70 feet.
I think
teams will be encouraged.
Encourage.
To shield the seats between the near ends of both dugouts within 70 feet of home plate.
Oh, okay. That's not good enough.
Yeah,
it's really not.
That isn't that much of an extension if you look at where netting currently is.
No.
That's it.
If you're going to do it right.
We thank our guests today, Big Cat Williams, Mark Schanowski, and Hub Arkush.
And the Shift Change was brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. We thank our crack production staff, Mr. Matt Abaticola.
It's not true.
Excuse me? You realize it is too true.
It is not
true. You don't know what you're talking about.
I absolutely do.
You do, huh?
I love Matt Abaticola. He had the question of the year for Hub. He's our Dale Jr., you know, but right now he's just resting. The best production man who ever lived, Chris Tannehill.
There's no way that I would ever condone domestic violence. You know, we got to stop it big time.
Yeah, stop it big time, dude. Dusty, I hate that. You know, Dusty, you haven't even managed your first game, and you get ripped across the country today. Just,
like, deserved every bit of it.
I know. Just
saying that women are abusers, and he's got some friend that he made up who's getting abused by his wife, and he doesn't read
he's
reports.
Wearing pants. Yeah, I know. It's just really pathetic.
You know, Dusty, I look at this as old people. You got to represent better than that. You know, you got to represent. We thank you for listening, calling, emailing, texting. We will do it all over again tomorrow. It's Thursday already?
Hey, buddy.
Who are you crapping?
God, and you know, I actually look forward to it. It's been better lately, and you can keep up that trend tomorrow if you help us out. All right, everybody have a terrific night. Bears All Access is coming your way, and then later on, Illini Buckets. But you want to stay around for our guy, Chris Ronji. Have a terrific night. We will talk to you tomorrow afternoon.
Show middays 9 to 1. Next up, the Bears are taking on that NFL team from Washington. And after that awful loss to the Niners, do they have any shot at the playoffs? We're talking about it, so keep it here, Bears fans, on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's home.
Truck drivers, did you know that Schneider offers an online driving career resource center? Learn how to start a driving career. Explore the incredible range of driving opportunities. Search a customizable nationwide directory of driving jobs and discover the surprising variety of career paths for experienced drivers. Everything you need to accelerate your driving career, including a new in-depth blog, is at SchneiderJobs.com. That's SchneiderJobs.com. Check it out now, SchneiderJobs.com.
Other restrictions apply. See site for program and Visa prepaid card details. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah Chartered Industrial Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Hey guys, it's Andy Dean here. As a radio host turned entrepreneur, I've seen firsthand how cash really is king. So instead of getting high interest rate credit cards, I turned to Prosper.com. Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest. Invest in you. You can use Prosper to borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days. With Prosper.com, you can borrow money for just about anything you want. You can pay off high rate credit cards, fix up the house, even plan a vacation. Anything you want, it's your money. Prosper.com is a better way to get the cash you need at a low interest rate. To check your low rate instantly, without affecting your good credit, go to Prosper.com/win. And now for a limited time, listeners to this station get a $50 Visa gift card with their low interest rate loan. So for up to $35,000 in your account in as few as 5 days and a $50 Visa gift card, go to Prosper.com/win. That's Prosper.com/win.
Attention homeowners, I've told you before, and if you missed out, I'm telling you again, rates are dropping to another historic low. Hi, I'm Wesley Hoagland with Westland Financial. Why pay more if you don't have to? Whether you're buying a home or refinancing, we can do this with no closing costs. That's right, no points, no fees. Even if you refinanced in the last year, we can still probably save you money. So don't delay.
Call Westland Financial today at 1-800-809-7818. That's 1-800-809-7818.
All it takes is a 5-minute phone call to find out how you can save hundreds or thousands of dollars a year. And by the way, Westland Financial is proud to offer reverse mortgages for our clients over 62. The only way you can lose money is not to call Westland Financial.
Call Westland Financial today at 1-800-809-7818. That's 1-800-809-7818. 1-800-809-7818. 1-800-809-7818. NMLS number 3304. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
What's better than all punk and everything? Everything you need on GoPhone from AT&T. It gives you unlimited talk, text, and data usage with the first 1.5 gigabytes at high speed. Plus, it's only $40 a month after a $5 auto refill discount. AT&T, mobilizing your world.
First payment is $45. $5 discount applied to monthly rate plan charge upon enrollment and auto refill. After first 1.5 gigabytes, get data speeds up to 128 kilobytes per second. Additional charges and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Planning a night out this holiday season? Check out CBS Local Offers to get the best deals on local events and restaurants in your neighborhood. CBS Local Offers provides the best deals, ensuring you have an enjoyable experience at a great price. Don't miss out. Go to offers.cbslocal.com.
CBS Thursdays.
What are you doing?
I'm wondering why he was murdered by someone he knew.
Sherlock Holmes is always methodical.
It's all terribly interesting if one simply paid attention.
Often skeptical.
I never guess. We observe and then we deduce.
And frequently insightful.
I'm an expert on poisons, but there is nothing quite so toxic as guilt. I'm gonna find you,
I'm gonna catch you. But never typical.
He's a criminal genius.
And do you think you're just gonna find him just like that? Of course you do.
Elementary. Thursdays only CBS.
CBS Thursdays. Two Broke Girls takes comedy to the max.
I'm Max. I'll be your waitress because they don't do background checks here.
And to the Caroline.
This is so exciting.
Sorry, Caroline. That's not actually a thing.
Okay, that's it. We're done.
Maximize your Thursday.
Congratulations. You made it through dinner. Here's your check and the number for poison control.
And Caroline up for some laughs.
I am so back.
With Two Broke Girls.
That's Max. I'm Caroline. We're the owners of this store.
And about four pairs of socks.
CBS Thursdays.
CBSN, the live digital news network from CBS News.
Welcome back to CBSN. I'm Jeff Glore.
Watch live anywhere, anytime.
We're following two developing situations.
Continuing coverage from the reporters of CBS News 24/7. Catch up on what you missed, view related stories, and share them.
This is a big news story.
CBSN is on right now on any computer, on the CBS News mobile app, and on Apple TV, Roku, and Fire TV. CBSN, CBS News.